This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Yeah, great to be with you.
And Bridget, it's been a while since we did a share-a-thon. I'm sure there are people thinking, not long enough. but I have to remind you from time to time that we are listener-supported. It's that simple. If you like Catholic Radio, if you like driving to work with it or driving home with it or listening to the Rosary in the evening, however you do, whatever you do with Catholic Radio, we just need to remind you from time to time that it is listener-supported. It is people just like you that keep Catholic Radio on the air. So a couple of times a year, as paradoxical as it sounds, we take our regular programming off the air for a couple of days so that we can raise the funds that we need to keep our regular programs on the air year-round. So that's coming up March 3rd and 4th, a Tuesday and a Wednesday there. So maybe think about it, pray about it a little bit, see how you might be able to step up and help us during our share-a-thon. And if you're looking for something to do one of those 2 days, we can still use some volunteers here to answer the phones during the share-a-thon, take the calls as they come in. It'll only take a couple of hours, and it's kind of easy and kind of fun, and you get to be at the radio station, and it's usually got some good things to eat and things like that. So
definitely
call us 317-870-8400, and we can get you set up with a schedule that works for you. So that's coming up. The other thing I want to mention, a lot of times during a share-a-thon, it's kind of difficult to get the phones to ring. We have a lot of people listening. We know that. But to get them to stop what they're doing, you know, pick up their phone and call in and make a pledge is a little bit difficult. And one thing that we found that works almost like magic is a matching gift or a challenge gift. And that's when somebody, a donor or a business or an organization, makes a larger donation to Catholic Radio. They usually make those in advance. And then during the share-a-thon, we are able to say, all right, we've got this very generous gift that we can match dollar for dollar. And within a particular time period, if we can match that gift, we keep that match donors' money and all of the money that comes in from listeners during that time. And basically everybody doubles their money in Catholic Radio benefits. So if you can make a challenge match like that, please give us a call and we can talk you through it and see what makes sense for you. 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400.
And I'm really excited about today's show because we always have great guests, but I'm really excited about this show because I feel like I've met a kindred spirit in the Lord with our guest today, Father Jonathan Meyer. He's a pastor at All Saints Parish. And today we're going to be talking about the E6 Men's Conference. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me on the show today, Bridget.
Well, in All Saints is where, Bridget?
Yeah, you're in Guilford, Indiana. Where is that? Is that Guilford?
So, yeah, I always like to tell people my parish is right by Perfect North Slopes. For those who have been down in on the ski slopes in our area, we're closer to Cincinnati than we are to Indianapolis. But we are proudly part of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. We're just a little bit north of Lawrenceburg and a little bit east of Batesville and Sunman. So we're the last Catholic parish prior to entering into Ohio.
Well, it's funny. I actually do know where Perfect North is. I took a youth group down there one time to ski, and so I know exactly where that's at. So now I know where you are. So you're at the perfect parish near Perfect North, right?
I always tell people that if they need the anointing of the sick while they're on the slopes, give me a call.
That's awesome. Well, okay, now I have seen, and whoever's doing your advertising, I've seen actually many times over the past couple years the E6 Men's Conference, but I never really knew what the E6 was. What is the E6?
So E6 stands for Ephesians chapter 6, where St. Paul encourages us to put on the armor of God. And we named the E6 Catholic Men's Conference after this biblical passage, with a desire that our Catholic Men's Conference would equip men to put on the armor of God, to be the soldiers for Christ, to live in a world which, as we know, has a battle raging.
And no doubt.
We know that the victory has been won by Christ, but we have to engage in the battle. So the the whole intention and purpose of the men's conference is to equip men to put on the armor of God.
So, since we're talking about the conference, tell us when the conference is so people don't have to wait till the end of the show to know when it is.
Yeah, the conference is February 22nd, 2020, which is a Saturday this year, and also happens to be the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter for those Ooh. Who love liturgical feast day. So that's a good day for the church to gather together and pray and do good things.
And you and I talked just the other day briefly, and I better throw this disclaimer out there. You said that the conference is... It has about 100 tickets left, so it might actually be sold out by the time people hear this and even maybe want to get tuned in. But you have you have a really large crowd. Don't you have something like, 1,200, something like that? Is that what the total?
So we're pretty blessed, Bridget and Jim. We use our local high school, which is East Central High School here, and it has an auditorium. It sits... 1,447 very comfortable padded seats, and it is true that the conference is sold out.
Oh,
as crazy as that is. We are in our fifth year. This is our first conference was in 2016, and we're looking at having a sold-out conference. There might be one or two tickets of guys, you know, who turn tickets back in, or guys who maybe a wife or a pious wife or mother who bought a ticket for their son or their husband they don't agree to go to the conference then, or whatever the situation might be,
or say bail or something.
Sporting event for his son that day that Papa bought, I don't know where, but yeah, it's amazing. Amazing.
This topic is really important. What I want to know is, how did this happen, or how did this get started? Was this your brainchild, Father, or how did this get rolling?
No, so I was taught one time to be a yes man, and so it was after coffee and donuts one day after a Sunday, and two men came up to me. We have what's known as the King's Men. It's a national movement for men that we have here at our parish. It's a group that meets once a week. They do like a book study, and they do accountability every week as men. And two of the men who are kind of leaders in that group came up to me and they said, "Hey, Father, what do you think about having a men's conference?" And I was like, well, you know, I've helped out with the Indianapolis Men's Conference before in times past. Like, I'd be open to that. And they're like, we want to rent out the high school. And I'm just like, well, guys, you know, this is the first year. Maybe we should just, like, have it at the, you know, the parish hall or something, you know, bring in some. And they're like, no, Father, like, if we're going to do this, like, we want to do it big. And I was like, okay, that sounds good. And so this is, here we are 5 years later, and... a crowd of over 1,400 have bought tickets, and thanks be to God.
Yeah, well, God bless you for saying yes. You know, I mean, it's kind of a risk to do something big like that, but hey, God does big things. We are talking with Father Jonathan Meyer. He's the pastor of All Saints Parish in Guilford, Indiana, which is down south near Cincinnati, and we're talking about the E6 Catholic Men's Conference that's coming up, and it is sold out. But let's talk about what's important for men. I mean, what are their challenges? What kind of challenges do men specifically face in our culture?
Gosh, we could probably have a whole series of radio shows on this very topic.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, I think when we look at the role of masculinity today in our culture, we see a vacuum that's just like literally sucking masculinity out of our culture. It's a toxic culture for men.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether it be beginning with, you know, the simple notion of homosexuality, but if we look at the notion of pornography, if we look at divorce, if we look at what's happening with so many tragically single mothers who are abandoned by the father of their child, we as men really, in a very true sense, need to reclaim faithfulness. We need to reclaim what it is to be a provider, a protector, and a leader. And part of the King's Men, which is this group that we have at our parish, the tagline of the King's Men is leader, protector, and provider. And that men are called to live these, particularly in their vocation, which is true.
And so men listening, if people wanted to, I know we're not, this interview isn't really specifically about the King's Men, but since you brought it up, you said this is a national organization that anybody could start at their parish?
Yeah, it is. So what happened is that the Office of Evangelization in our diocese sponsored an event at Our Lady of the Greenwood. It had to have been 7.5, maybe 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And some men from our parish went up, and they came back and were excited about this new adventure and this new opportunity, and they founded a chapter of the King's Men here. It's founded by a man named Mark Houck, and he actually spoke at our first conference, the first men's conference, 5 years ago, and they just do great work of trying to form men as leaders, protectors, and providers.
So obviously you have some great speakers, and even though people can't come to the event, you're live streaming it, aren't you?
We are. There'll be direct links from our website, which is the E6 Catholic Men's Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have a Facebook page. And so, yeah, our lineup this year, with every men's conference, you know, it's more than the speakers, as I always like to remind people.
Absolutely.
It's not, because the reality is they could listen to speakers of this quality on Catholic radio.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they can.
They could tune into EWTN. So it is about the speakers, but it is also about the men joining together, Mass, the sacraments, the ability to have a sense of fraternity and unity among each other. But, yeah, we're blessed with three great speakers this year, Dr. Scott Hahn,
yep,
Father Donald Calloway,
yep,
and Doug Berry.
You have some real – when I looked at that, I'm like, wow, you really – I mean, even to just get one of those would be amazing, but the fact that you have all three – I mean, the guys are really going to be really charged up when they get to hear them. You know what? We need to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about encouraging and equipping Catholic men. Stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
When you're tired of doing life alone, come back here. We enjoy the company. We hope you do too. Better together. Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, and we're talking with Father Jonathan Meyer, a pastor. We're talking via phone, and he's down there by Perfect North, though. He's not skiing today, right? He's getting all geared up for the E6 Catholic Men's Conference, and I know it's a really big mission for you in terms of obviously equipping and shepherding everybody, but this conference is really about equipping and shepherding men to really step up and put on the full armor of God and really be that man of God that we need so much in our culture. Father, why a men's conference, and how is it uniquely different other than the obvious in terms of helping men kind of step up?
Yeah, so thanks for asking that question, because I think it's a really important one. You know, when we look at like the history of just how we educate children, how we educate people in culture, there is something really powerful about men and women being separated mm-hmm. and being talked to specifically to who they are. Down here in the where my parish is at, I'm right across the board from Ohio, and they still have a lot of high schools that are exclusively female or exclusively male. And I, in my spare time, I coach cross country and track at East Central High School. And there is something radically different about coaching a co-ed team and a team that is either all girls or all boys. And there's something powerful about being able to, for example, at this men's conference, to be able to speak to men about what it is to be a man, the common experience of what it is to be a man, the common battles and struggles that there are to be a man, and to talk about solutions and to talk about how do we move forward specifically about the struggles and the trials that pertain to us because of of our role in the church and who we are as even just human beings because of our gender. Well, so these conferences are really important.
And the big lie in our culture is that men and women aren't different, they're interchangeable, they're not unique.
Exactly.
And that is such nonsense.
I always like to just use the word sameness, that we're the same. I always tell people, I often wear a cassock and I say, I'm the biggest feminist in the world. Like, listen, I even wear a dress every day. I love women so much. The problem comes when we say that men and women are exactly the same. Listen, they're completely and totally equal, like born, created, redeemed, saved. But like the uniqueness of femininity mm-hmm. and the uniqueness of masculinity is such a gift.
It is.
And when we begin to erode that uniqueness, we really begin to erode humanity of its power and of its vitality and of its life. So our conference tries to address that.
Well, there is something unique, too, about how men respond when they are with all men, and likewise when women are with women, especially like I see how my son in particular responds differently to my husband versus how he responds to me. And they're both good, but there is just something about men mentoring men that is just so much more effective. I don't know. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. So as I said, I coach. So I do coach co-ed.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that I coach a girl is radically different. I mean, the reality is that, like, men like to be told, like, the problem, and they like to be told the solution, and they often like to be told that, yeah, you know, that they're terrible and they're no good and, like, they need to change everything. And if I spoke that way to the young ladies I was coaching, I would be, I'd lose my job
mm-hmm.
and I would be declared the worst coach in the whole entire world. Same thing at a men's conference or a women's conference.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because we're different. We're made differently, not only biology, but also psychology and how we see the world and how we are motivated. And that's actually a really good thing.
And also when men are in this, there, I'm sure a lot of things happen. I mean, it seems when men are with other men and being really encouraged, and even anyone that's gone to a big retreat, whether it's co-ed or, you know, a single sex retreat, it really is encouraging. It's really empowering. It really allows you to see, not only does it call you kind of to step out a little bit, but and step up, you know, step up to the plate and be, you know, be a man. But it also really helps you see that you're not the only one that's trying to live this out. Talk about that a little bit, the community aspect and the encouragement in that way.
Yeah, I mean, so there's some interesting statistics just in general. So there was a study done about church attendance, like mass attendance. So let's even take it outside of a retreat context.
Mm-hmm.
If a church building is less than 80% full, people have a feeling that there's nothing happening at their church, that their church is dying.
Mm, that's interesting.
But if you're in a church that has a capacity that is over 80%, even if the music is bad, even if the homily is bad, people have a sense and a feeling that something great is happening.
Well, that's really interesting. I have not heard this.
So it's interesting when we look at that. So just like use that in the sense of like, why do people, you go to a basketball game and the arena is packed, people are excited.
Mm-hmm. True.
Or a basketball game and there's just moms and dads there, you're kind of like, okay, like when's the game going to get over?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a great game. So there is something about the crowd, and I always think about the biblical passages of our Lord, and it says that they're pressing on him.
Mm-hmm.
There's something powerful about being in a crowd.
There is.
There's something powerful about being with a lot of people. And so I think there's also something important about being with a lot of people that you have something in union with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you have a small retreat of 15 people, if you put that small retreat of 15 people in a small room, it's going to feel like a lot more intimate and a lot more hype than if you have 15 people in a gym all by themselves. So there's something that's like spatially, I think there's something about that as well. And it says something about just like our own understanding of excitement and what's going on. But yeah, bringing people together. My gosh, like that's what we do as church, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we bring people together. And of course, at the highest summit is at Mass. But like we're supposed to be bringing people together all the time. Like, the word church itself just means, you know, a gathered assembly, the gathered people of God. And it's good for us to be together to grow in faith. And when you bring people together, united in our Lord, great things happen.
What kind of a response have you had in terms of, obviously, the fact that you're sold out this early on, you know, I mean, it's pretty amazing, especially since it's only been 5 years. I mean, that would certainly be one indicator, but I'm sure that you've heard many stories. We have about 5 minutes left, 4 minutes left. What are some of the stories you've heard, and how has it maybe encouraged or maybe impacted those who have been a part of this?
Wow, you just asked a great question. Conferences like this touch people's hearts. I think we need to look at it from different entry levels.
Mm-hmm.
So people who come to an event like this are in very different places.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the first questions I always like to ask when I'm either the MC or I'm is like, raise your hand if this is your first Catholic men's conference ever. And you'll have about a quarter of the guys that will raise their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, raise your hand if you were at last year's conference. And, you know, you get about half of the crowd. And, like, raise your hand if you have been to, like, five or six Catholic men's conferences. You get a quarter of the crowd.
Uh-huh.
It's this. So everybody has a different experience, actually, even just by how they walk in the front door. So you have individuals who haven't been to confession in 30 years. And we offer confessions throughout the entire conference. It's just to get the priests there and to get them orchestrated is a big deal. So like you have people that have like major conversions because of the talks that they hear, because of the availability of the sacrament being available all day. We have Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. You know, you have people who like experience the power of the Eucharist for the first time in their life.
And that's so awesome.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But I think also just like that, the sense of fraternity,
mm-hmm.
gosh, is powerful for them to see I'm not alone. I mean, how often, so go back to the church that's less than 80% full.
Mm-hmm.
How often is it a man's experience that like he looks around his church and he sees a bunch of women, or he looks around his church and he sees people that don't even seem relatable to him, or
yep.
he looks around his church and he's just like, am I the only one? Do people really believe? So there is something powerful at men's conferences, at women's conferences, at retreats where like people even are like, no, I'm not alone. It's like when you send a young person to NCYC, the National Catholic Youth Conference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, regardless of what the talks are, regardless of what happens content-wise, you're sending a young person to Lucas Oil Stadium with 25,000 Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
And when they go back to their parish that next Sunday and there's 300 people, they have a, you know, ingrained in their mind is the church is bigger than me.
Right.
The church is bigger than my parish. I'm not alone.
And there are other people that feel about Jesus and the church that
yeah.
I do. I'm not the only one that is, you know, in love with God or that wants to go to church or that wants to participate. You know, I'm not alone. Yeah. Well, I want to talk about, we only have a couple minutes left here, but give us the website again, because for those who are did not get their ticket soon enough, they can still watch online. So give us the email or the, excuse me, the website for that.
Yeah, so it's e6catholicmensconference.com, e6catholicmensconference.com. And our, you know, our conference takes place every year, and we're already, you know, booked and scheduled for 2021. Next year it'll be on February 27th in 2021. So you can always count at the end of February if there being a great Catholic resource in our own local area. We have people that are traveling over 4 hours from different states to be at our conference, and we have always, of course, want to make it available and accessible first and foremost to those in our local area. But we're a resource, and we're here. We want to help men be good leaders, protectors, and providers.
Anything that they, oh, you know what? We do need to do a quick blessing before we go. I almost forgot. Would you give a blessing over our audience?
I will do so. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Heavenly Father, through the intercession of St. John Vianney, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother and St. Joseph, we ask that you bless, protect, watch over, and uplift all of the radio listeners here on Catholic Radio. I ask that you give them guidance and direction in their life, and one day may they be in union with you forever in heaven. So I ask that you bless and sanctify them all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Father Jonathan Meyer, thanks so much for being our guest talking about the E6 Catholic Men's Conference. What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to a beautiful day of conversion, renewal, and joy. That's what I'm looking forward to.
And it's going to be sunshiny and 50 degrees, right?
I hope so.
Well, God bless you, Father Jonathan. You really have inspired us, and we'll be tuning in on the www.e6catholicmensconference.com to listen in.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, and God bless you all.
God bless you, too.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.